This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Jimmy is 1,000 times better producer than Milana. I hate to say it, but he is. He's just more creative.
Those are pretty cool.
This is Mike Tyson punch out. Tyson turns 59 years old today. I feel like Mike Tyson's been around for 125 years, but he's 59.
He's done a lot in his 59.
He's done a lot in his 59 years.
When did he get famous? At like 17? 16?
Yeah, he was a kid.
Yeah.
Great theme song, Jimmy. Nice job by you.
Top 10 athlete of all times.
Top 10 athlete most dominant in their sport of all time.
Yes.
No question. He was unbeatable until he got beaten. He was unbeatable.
Yeah, that pre Robin Gibbons, Mike Tyson. Oh. Boy, you didn't want to see him.
You upset that Jimmy's better at you producing?
Me?
Yeah.
Not really.
All right.
I mean, I played some pretty good music in my day too, Hawk. I mean, whatever.
Nah, I mean, come on.
Whatever. Oh, whatever. Like, whatever.
Spam All-Stars.
Around the world.
Listen, if you can't appreciate Daft Punk, that's on you.
Joe Shad from the Palm Beach Post, he had tweeted out a few hours ago, how would you grade the trade for the Miami Dolphins? Ramsey, Janu, and a 7 for Minka and a 5th. And 46% so far have given it a B, 27% an A, 17% a C, 8.7% a D or an F. I give it a B. Get the B.
Yeah. I'm right there with you. And if you put the context in it that Jalen wasn't going to be here anyway, that's the thing.
Well,
Jalen was not going to put his offensive helmet on again.
Yep.
Yeah.
Had you told me again that you were going to get a 4th round pick for Jalen Ramsey, that's what I would have expected. So you've got a defensive stalwart coming in. I mean, but you've lost. I shouldn't say you're losing. You have lost significant talent from this Dolphins team from one season to the next.
Oh yeah, and that little security blanket that Janu became. How about one of the $30 million receivers take those targets over?
Fair.
You know, like
you need a big target though in the end zone. You need a big target in the end zone. I don't know if they have that. Still.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we have a little, you know, them little jitterbugs that get on top of the lakes. We got a little jitterbug team now. A-Chan's a little tiny human, too, now. But this is the way they set the team up. Remember
actually,
this track?
This is more reminiscent of the first season of Mike McDaniel, no?
Yeah. And then they say, oh, we got to have a big guy. Okay, you got a big guy, but now he wants to get paid as your big guy, but now you've paid all these little itty-bitty fellas. This is what it is.
Farrell Brown, Julian Hill, Tanner Connor, and then undrafted rookies, Jalen, or undrafted rookie Jalen Connors is the Dolphins' tight end room right now. So they're gonna have to add somebody, right? Whether it's via trade, whether it's not, they're going to have to.
The question is whether Jonnu Smith, and I happen to like him and is a local guy, FIU guy. The question is, did Jonnu Smith, being Jonnu Smith, make that tight end position more exciting than it's been for a long time with the Dolphins? Or was it Tua, who happens to like throwing to the tight end? Like, could Jonnu Smith be more of a, you know, just replace with another talent and you'll have quality results? That's obviously what they're feeling. And Drew Rosenhaus and Jonnu Smith would tell you, no, it's me. It's because I'm a special tight end. And I don't know what the answer is. We're going to find out. I don't know what the answer is.
Yeah. Well, Jonnu never had a season like that in his life. So I don't even want to say I put on somebody else. I think it was on McDaniel. He schemed it up knowing that they got to stay high over Tyreek, knowing they got to stay too deep because we have all the speed. Now, Jonnu has one-on-ones against linebackers and safeties, and he's good enough to get away from that. But they could never concentrate on stopping Jonnu because if you do, you have Tyreek running the 4-2 and Waddle running the 4-2. So I think, and I don't want to say, Jonnu is a very good fast, big, strong, can catch. I think it was a lot to do with schematics of the offense and him just being one-on-one.
Mike McDaniel better hope so.
You kind of need him, though, Crowder. Like, wasn't it proven 2023, the Dolphins are the track meet. They're the greatest show on surf. And here comes the final couple weeks of the season. They can't really run the ball as much as they'd like to, even though it looked a little bit better than it did prior that season. And they take Tyreek, they take Waddle out of the equation if those guys are healthy. And the Dolphins didn't really have anybody else to throw the ball to. So that's why this is a little confusing to me. I'm cool with not paying a 30-year-old who had his best season at 30. He's 29. He'll be 30 in August. You know, big-time money. I get that decision from a front office standpoint. I get it. But I'm thinking about Mike McDaniel. Hey, I kind of need a big body, a big target over the middle. I need a guy to throw the ball in the end zone because if we see one more backdoor fade or back shoulder fade to Tyreek Hill, the shortest guy on the field in the red zone, we're all going to lose our mind. So I don't know. Like, I wonder how Mike McDaniel feels today, losing a big time component of his offense.
I think a backdoor fade is a category on you porn.
Jimmy lit up.
What was a backdoor fade? I've never seen that play on Madden.
You know, backdoor fade. No. BBLs.
That tickled me. No, that's why it's a lot of you just said names and I can't even act like I know them. That's why there's five tight ends on the roster. They're hoping somebody, and it better not be Julian Hill. They're hoping somebody can take up some of those targets.
I get, by the way, Jonnu Smith and his agent, Drew Rosenhaus. I get what they were doing as well, because Drew Rosenhaus says to Jonnu, it's your best season ever. If you don't capitalize on this now, you may never get this chance again. So I know you want to play for Miami, and I know it's your hometown, but if you're ever going to get paid at this stage in your career, it's got to be coming off that season. Now, I don't know what the deal is with Pittsburgh. I don't know if Miami just said, well, good luck to you. We're not the ones paying you, and so we'll leave that up to another team. Like, I don't know what the deal ends up being with them, but I can tell you Pittsburgh is all in, man. They are acquiring talent.
Yeah. And we said it, is Aaron Rodgers is not going to win any MVPs coming up, but he did throw 28 touchdowns last year.
Yeah.
So he's not washed if he can keep, you know, if he can stop taking mushrooms and talking crazy to people all the time, but they're all in.
Because they got DK Metcalf, didn't they, in the offseason?
Yeah. The list of like transactions, whether it's acquisitions or guys leaving, is crazy. But I did read today, I think it was Diana Russini, who was saying that not everybody is thrilled about the Pittsburgh Steelers going out, not only acquiring two players from the Miami Dolphins and Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith, but paying them as well. And the name is TJ Watt, who apparently didn't show up to minicamp, and they haven't paid him yet. He's on a contract year. They haven't paid him. So that's interesting in itself. That's their most important player in TJ Watt.
A lot of action, man.
All right, let's get headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
All right, so today at 6 p.m. is when teams in the NBA can begin negotiating with players. Free agency, the legal tampering period opens today, and then, you know, all those deals become official next week, next Monday.
Billy Madison is on AMC right now. Should I watch that? I've never seen that.
Good movie.
Great movie.
100% great movie.
Great movie.
I like that Jimmy is 1,000 times louder.
You couldn't
than
have cable growing
today.
Up. You didn't have cable.
Blaring.
Blaring loud.
That's good producing though, Jimmy. You want everybody else to hear you more than they hear us. I like that move. I used to pull that one too.
That's very true.
I love Billy Madison.
Oh, thanks, Jimmy.
Hey, so the deal.
Yeah, leave Jimmy alone.
The deal for Aaron Ekblad is looking like, as Hawk mentioned, it's going to be an 8-year deal as well. Another 8-year deal.
Pierre LeBrun seems to make it official with one of his tweets.
Around $6 million a year, right, Hawk? That's what it was from Elliot Friedman.
Yeah, he made it seem like it was completely official. Pierre LeBrun says Ekblad has agreed to an 8-year extension at $6.1 million AAV. So that's 48, just under $49 million for the 8 years.
So if they sign Ekblad to $6.1 million, which is what is being reported right now, the Panthers, according to Puckpedia, you know, you've heard of Wikipedia. This is Puckpedia.
Yeah, we got it.
They're going to have a projected $4.9 million of cap space, but with only 18 active players.
Well, and like we talked about with Appel, you need to sign Mackie Samuskevich, the new goalie that they just got.
Daniil Tarasov. Yeah, Daniil Tarasov.
And if you have any chance at getting Brad Marchand, like if they're going to sign these guys, then someone's going to be out. I don't know how it works with renegotiating deals with the NHL. Like, I just don't know enough about the schematics of it to know how they, because I look at that number two and I go, it's literally impossible.
What's Marchand's going to take $2.9 million. Well, no chance, bro.
But even if he took $2.9 million, you still got only $3 million left now for your backup goalie and Samuskevich. And 20 other players.
Yeah, I was reading in the Herald though that the expectation for Samuskevich and Tarasov is around $1 million each.
Okay, but if there's only $6 million left and you've got 18 roster spots, like I just don't see how it's possible. But again, I don't know if the NHL contracts, if you can defer them the way that you do in other sports. Yeah. Like I don't know how it works. So I'm still riding with Bill Zito. If Bill Zito, based on what we know they have left, is able to bring back Ekblad, Bennett, and Marchand, that guy should be appointed Supreme Court Justice.
Has President Trump thought about reaching out to Bill Zito regarding his AT&T problems?
Possible, maybe. I mean, the guy can solve anything.
All right, so that's the big news. It looks like Aaron Ekblad is coming back to the Florida Panthers for 8 years. 8 more years with Ekblad. I mean, Can't wait.
Man, there's some big money guys on this roster. I'm looking at Puckpedia, whatever. Mm-hmm. Barkey 10, Kachuk 9.5, Reinhart 8.6, Sam Bennett 8, Verhage 7, Seth Jones 7, Ekblad 6.1, Forsling 5.7, and then Bob makes 10.
The Forsling deal is a robbery, by the way. Like, yeah. what we're paying Forsling is crazy. And Crowder, remember George Richards told us when we were at the Panthers Arena for one of the games that the Blackhawks are paying part of Seth Jones' salary. Like, what Bill Zito pulled off there in itself was highway robbery as well. Now, the Panthers are sitting pretty for the next 6 to 8 years for sure.
Yeah.
But I don't know how, if you're Brad Marchand, you look at all those salaries that are making $6-8 million and go, yeah, I'll take $1.5 million.
Because he enjoys the weather.
Well, I mean, that's the only, yeah, it's, I mean, if he goes, yeah, listen, I made $70 million in my career. I love it down here in Florida. Fans have taken to me. I like my teammates. And so, sure, it's a pleasure. That's the case. God bless us all.
That's hard, though, because somebody's going to offer him $6-7 million a year.
For sure.
I don't know about that much.
Give back $6 million? Really?
Yeah.
You don't think so, Hawk? You don't think somebody offer him $5 or $6 million?
I don't think so.
I mean, it was always going to be a one-year rental, right? I mean, obviously, we want marching
back.
Well,
that was the notion, and that's what Boston was doing. Boston didn't trade him here so that they could become a dynasty. That was always the thought, was like, hey, you're leaving after this season anyway. And there's plenty of thought that he's going back to Boston, by the way. Boston can absolutely re-sign him. So this may be one of those cases where, hey, we did you solid. You went out and you got a cup, but you love Boston as well. And you just need to hear the guy talk, and you know he loves Boston. Yeah, park the car.
Yeah.
I thought I was watching Good Will Hunting. Saw that guy talking after the cup.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'd be pissed. I'll go on the record. Ooh. I'll be pissed if he goes back to Boston. I'll be pissed. Go anywhere but there.
Oh, stop it.
Anywhere but there.
Pissed at him for anything.
Hawk, come on, man. You can't go back to Boston. Can't go back to Boston. Can't do it.
Came down here, gave us an incredible half season, one of the best postseason performances you'll ever see. Now 100%. He owes us not to go to Boston?
Yep. You can choose 30 other teams.
You're out of your mind.
You could choose 30 other teams. 30.
But he can't go there because he owes it to us. Here in Florida, in Sunrise, Florida, Brad Marchand, after his illustrious NHL career, he owes us something?
He does. Not just Sunrise, South Florida as well. All the way down to the Keys. He owes it to us. Owes it to us.
And Jimmy's a better host than you, too. Go ahead, Jimmy. Sorry.
Hey, he owes it to Dairy Queen as well.
Yeah, Dairy Queen.
Oh, goodness.
Not going to turn that mic down, huh?
Does that sound better?
Hey, Marchand had made under $6 million since 2017. He's not taking $1 million.
It depends. If you get to a point in your career, I don't know where he is mentally.
Hey, you just I'm a $6 million guy, and now I'm a $1 million guy. Oh.
A ton.
A second. Oh, double digits for sure.
Yeah.
15 years of experience.
Woo! Anywhere but Boston. Cool with me.
All right, shut up.
That's silly.
I mean, come on. Yeah, Brad Marchand owes Panthers fans. Something. Go anywhere but Boston. We will sanction you going anywhere but Boston.
Well, he's living in a hotel still. What are you talking about?
If he came back next season as a member of the Bruins, I would give that guy a standing ovation for the entire first period.
I'd boom.
Mm-hmm.
And Crowder, you're a sellout. You took a meeting with Bill Belichick. How dare you? I didn't forget about that. How dare you? I forgot. I didn't forget about that. I didn't forget about that.
I wanted a job. You don't want a job?
I mean, Zach Thomas told us.
Radio checks are good, but not that good.
Zach Thomas sat down with the Patriots, and his skin was tingling from how disgusted he was from even considering it. That's the kind of guy
Zach
I want
was
on
sitting
my,
on about
my
60, 70 mil, though. Yeah. Zach probably got about 12 times more than I did in my career. And I wasted all my money on partying and beer.
Can't imagine why the Patriots didn't throw the money at you. All right, Inter Miami did lose 4-0 to PSG. Hawk, I'm keeping an eye on this Inter Milan game right now, and not looking good. I threw a little something on Inter Milan. Once Fluminense took the lead early in the game, I told you, I got them at plus 195 to win, but they have to do it in regulation, and it's in the 60th minute right now. So I'll look at it.
Still 30 minutes left, and to get Inter Milan at that price, to beat Flonase, you've got a very good bet there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Aren't they called Fluminense?
You can get Inter Milan right now at plus 550 to win.
Wow. Can you get them to win?
Tie is plus 210.
Even with like penalty kicks or extra time?
Well, I think extra time it's included, no?
I don't think so.
Really? So if there's like a goal scored in 2 minutes of extra time, it doesn't count?
Well, stoppage time, yes. Not extra time. I'm talking about if Inter Milan ties the game, if I bet them to win and they tie the game and then it goes into extra time.
Oh, I didn't realize there was extra time. I'm thinking yesterday when I was watching the Gold Cup and it went right to PKs.
Right. I think that's a different. Right. I'm pretty sure this tournament, extra time is included, 2 15-minute halves. Gotcha. And then if...
Yeah, I don't know if you can get that bet. I mean, I'm sure that bet's available, but it ain't plus 575, which is what it is right now.
Yeah, and the U.S. did win in PKs yesterday. And shout out to Guatemala.
You can there's a bet to advance.
Okay.
Inter Milan to advance is plus 185.
Yeah,
Lones is minus 275.
The U.S. will play the Cinderella story in the Gold Cup, Guatemala, on Wednesday at 7 p.m. They beat Canada yesterday, one of the biggest upsets in Gold Cup history. And then Mexico is going to play Honduras in the other semifinal. All right, gentlemen, your weather?
You can bet the result on the Hard Rock app. You can bet the result from 60 minutes to 69.59. You can bet the result from 60 minutes to 89.59. That's kind of cool. So if you think Inter Milan will score one goal in the last 30 minutes and Flones won't, that's plus 135. Like you're just betting the final 30 minutes of the match.
Well, I guess if a team scores late a lot, then you'll know, hey, they've been scoring late. They'll score late again. I don't know.
No, no joke. That happens all the time. The floodgates open. One goal goes in, and then you never know. This would be a big upset, by the way. Inter Milan was in the Champions League final. Now, granted, they got rocked. But the PSG, I mean, this would be a huge, huge upset.
Is Inter Miami park the PSG bus. Game? Did you see any of that, Crowder, yesterday? Was that noon?
No.
Ooh.
No. I was at a basketball tournament for 12-year-old girls, lasted from noon to 10 p.m.
Oh.
It's child abuse. You have a 12-year-old team go at noon, and the last game, the championship, ended at like 9:58 p.m.
The soccer, it's where it's at. Yeah, it starts at noon. You know it's going to be over by 2. What a pleasure.
Really is, right?
Yeah, Lori couldn't believe it because it was the second half. I think it was intermission or whatever. And she went to like Publix or whatever. She comes back and I'm doing something else. And she's like, so what's the latest on the game? Something like that. I'm like, it's over. They lost 4-0. She's like, it's over? I'm like, yeah. I go, you know it started at noon. It's not like, I wonder what time I'll get out of here. Unless it's like some crazy, although they did PKs yesterday in the Gold Cup. So I guess that's the normal way it ends, yeah?
Pretty much. I mean, if there's like some insane set of circumstances where, you know, which has happened before, a player collapsed literally in the Euros on the field and the clock,
right.
The clock doesn't stop. So right. If they take 30 minutes to take care of that situation, guess what? 30 minutes of stoppage time to make up for it. And it's not intermission, it's halftime. But Hawk, no joke, knowing that you've got 45 minutes of action and then like a 20-minute break and then 45 minutes of action is great.
It's the time of your life. Yep.
Great, because it's not like, you know, the NBA, I got to run to the bathroom. I don't want to miss any action with the commercial break.
No, it's a total pleasure.
All right, your weather. By the way, I wasn't as outraged as a lot of people were about the result of Inter Miami losing 4-0, and I didn't think it deserved any think pieces by MLS fans or soccer fans in general about, you know, the state of the MLS. I mean, the game ended how it was supposed to end. The best team in the world outclassed an MLS team. Yeah, pretty much what everybody should have been expecting.
Understood. But I don't consider it to be a typical MLS team because they have Leo Messi. So I thought, you know, in a situation of, you know, LeBron added to whatever, EuroLeague team is not even a good example anymore. But I just expected something other than being completely and utterly destroyed by PSG. But I showed you a text that I had to Whittingham during the game because I had never watched PSG before. I'm like, are they playing with 18 guys out there? Like, I couldn't believe Inter Miami couldn't breathe. When Inter Miami touched the ball, they couldn't breathe. And it looked like, I mean, it really looked like professionals versus peewee for some of the game out there. Like, it was remarkable how fast PSG was versus what Inter Miami was doing out there.
I saw y'all's text thread and just thinking about kind of what Solano was telling us, like, these are the world's best soccer players ever that's been doing this for hundreds of years in their country. And we threw together a little league over here thinking we're going to catch up with them in 8 years. It seemed unfathomable.
Well, it's interesting because do you say, hey, the fact that Inter Miami actually made it out of the first group, is that kind of significant where you say, look, they're not as bad as people say? Or, and by the way, they didn't have to end up playing PSG. It's because they gave up those rotten two goals in the last 20 minutes. Who was that against?
Palmeiras.
They were up 2-0, 20 minutes left. You know, had they won that game instead of drew, they wouldn't have played PSG, and it wouldn't have been as embarrassing, I think, for MLS as a whole, what happened.
For sure. They would have had a much better path, by the way, to get through, but they would have played Botafogo in the first round here in the knockout stages. I don't know if they beat Botafogo, who's the champions of Brazil last year, but they definitely have a better chance to beat them than the champions of the Champions League. I mean, PSG, we talked about it on Friday, man. Like, PSG genuinely plays with an unbelievable pace. All of their players are young and insanely fast and athletic. Every single one.
Remarkable. Crowder, I'm telling you, it would, because again, I don't know anything about soccer. It was so evident. I mean, it was remarkable what I was watching out there. I couldn't believe it. I felt claustrophobic. And I didn't have the ball. I can't even imagine how those Inter Miami players felt.
And Inter Miami plays at a tremendously slow pace because, you know, they're all 155 years old. So they can't play. And you know, Hawk, no joke, I saw people ripping Mascherano, the manager of Inter Miami, the style that they played with, and why would they just defend? And if Inter Miami would have came out, and they would have tried to play an attack-minded game and try to get Messi in space early, they would have allowed, I'm not kidding, 10 to 15 goals on them. Yep. PSG just showed you how much respect they have for Leo Messi in the second half by kind of just touching and playing a possession game. They could have scored 8-9 goals on Inter Miami in the second half if they wanted. They really wanted to.
Yeah.
It's a different Hawk and Crowder. It doesn't take 5-10 years and then a ton of money to boost up an MLS league and one team to go compete against the giants of Europe. Like, it's not that simple. I saw people saying that maybe now the MLS will open up the cap, and like, sure, open up the cap, but you're talking about decades and decades and decades of putting money into infrastructure in Europe to literally build up young players through youth academies, a culture of building players. And you're going to, in 10 years, and Leo Messi is going to change that, and you're going to go beat a team like this? Like, it's insane what people were trying to do here by turning this game into something bigger than what it was. Inter Miami getting out of the group was the big win here, period, end of story.
I watched something about that, like the soccer academies and the baseball academies and, you know, in the Hispanic country, like DR and all them. And it's like, you know, we play around where, okay, you know, have something to fall back on. Let's go to college, get that degree, and, you know, maybe you'll make it to the league one day. Them boys go and play soccer and baseball all day long, go to sleep watching baseball, wake up playing baseball and soccer. Like, they've been doing, like you're saying, Solana, for decades. I think it was a 30 for 30 or something I watched the other day.
Still what, nothing, Hawk?
Go to school, kids. Don't listen to what I say. Go to school, get your education. I left early.
70th minute, 1-0.
All right, your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Man, it is hot as hell. Hot as hell. That's your weather.
All right, we're keeping an eye on NBA free agency and NHL contracts and all the stuff that comes along with it. So don't go anywhere. If news breaks, we will have it for you, obviously.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I would love to have a cup of coffee and a piece of pie with Mike McDaniel at Denny's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know what Jimmy is doing here, Solana? You know what he's doing with the music.
Playing more bad music?
Well, that's wrong.
Oh, my.
This is Boston. I believe he's trolling you by playing Boston with your god-awful take that Brad Marchand owes it to Panthers fans not to go back to Boston.
Anywhere but Boston.
I was just reading something in Ask Ira in the Sun Sentinel. You're going to get this, by the way. So the guy writes in, Duncan Robinson, sign and trade. Excuse me, I'm dying.
Whoa. I know you liked him, Hawk, but I didn't know that much.
Coffee ground.
very torn up. Very torn up by the thought of the Heat having a season without Duncan Robinson. He's been my guy for a long time. Duncan Robinson, sign and trade. I'm embarrassed to tell you what I'm choking on.
What is it?
Sour cream and onion Pringles.
Ooh.
Which is just like, I wasn't even hungry. It was the commercial break. I am so disgusted with myself. I go down because we have a 6-minute commercial break. So I'm walking around. I open the pantry. There's a canister of Pringles. I'm not hungry. Mm-hmm. I had an acai bowl for lunch. Like, and just because I open up the canister of Pringles and I start downing, you know, the Pringles. I'm disgusted with myself.
Something wrong with a Pringle, or are you just disgusted with your habits?
I just disgusted with my habits. There's no reason that I needed to eat Pringles at 4:45 in the afternoon when I was eating. I had a very good day eating wise with just an acai bowl and a cup of coffee at the beginning of the show. And I wasn't even hungry. That's the point. Like, I wasn't even hungry. It was just, oh, Pringles, I should eat some now.
It's not bad. I finish Chaz's lunch when he gets home every day. Half a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, some old grapes, whatever it is. I just shove it in my mouth.
Peanut butter and jelly sounds good right now.
What are you gonna snack on next, Hawk? A fruit roll-up in the next commercial break?
What's wrong with Pringles?
Yeah, Pringles are delicious. The reason I ended up with sour cream and onion Pringles is I get Walmart delivery sometimes, and DJ likes the canisters of mini Funyuns. They look very similar to sour cream and onion Pringles, but they're canisters of Funyuns. And whoever did the shopping for us at Walmart, instead of bringing two canisters of mini Funyuns, brought two canisters of sour cream and onion Pringles, which isn't the flavor I would even get in Pringles. Pringles original happened to be like the goat Pringle. Like, yeah. You don't need to flavor up Pringles.
Cheddar cheese. What? The cheddar orange one?
No, those are
delicious.
Bad. Those are bad, actually.
Oh, that's so good. No, that canister thing, because they have cheese balls in there now. They have mini Doritos.
It's pleasurable, right? Eating out of the canister is pleasurable.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Anyway, so that's what I was choking on. But someone emails Ira Winderman in the Sun Sentinel. Duncan Robinson, sign and trade. Andrew Wiggins, Jaime Jaquez Jr., first rounder, and two future seconds for LeBron James.
He never come back.
And here's what Ira says. I get the sense I'm going to get a lot of these in the wake of LeBron James' less than effusive opt-in with the Lakers. But please, try to keep apron rules in mind, as well as the common sense of what landing spot actually sets up as a contender. He ain't leaving the Lakers to come to the Heat for this roster. I don't think it's out of the question that he would come back to the Heat one day if he was chasing another ring, if he thought they were very close. And again, you may look at the West and the East and go, well, I'm closer in the East than I am the West, but he ain't coming to this roster. I could see him going to Cleveland, and I saw a whole layout of how that could happen, you know, final season in Cleveland. But I don't think he's leaving the Lakers for next season. I think it would be so stupid to leave the season that starts the first official season with Luka Doncic. Like, I just think it would be stupid.
Do you think him and Pat Riley text on Father's Day?
No.
I don't think him and Pat get along. I don't. I think
business is business. In fact, when Ira says, look at the apron, like, I think Mickey Arison would say, yeah, I don't even care about the apron. If LeBron wanted to come here, make it happen. I just don't think he would ever want to come here for this roster.
They buried the hatchet, bro. Like, Pat and LeBron buried the hatchet.
you can bury the hatchet without being friends or liking each other.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. But I don't think they hate each other how they did. Like Pat Riley a decade ago detested like LeBron, you know? And yeah, I'm sure the feeling was mutual. Pat Riley took LeBron's cookies. We heard Dwayne Wade's story, but man, like,
I don't know. You know, that's a phrase in other parts of life, right?
No, he literally,
I know,
he did. He took away his cookies.
LeBron James cookies, chocolate chip cookies off the plane. Yeah. We found out about it.
Makes me a little hungry, by the way. I got to see if we have cookies downstairs during this next commercial break.
No, I'm not saying if he sees Pat in the alley, he's going to try to run him over with his truck. Can him and would him and Pat get together and hey, let's figure out this roster thing. Let's make one more run. I don't think it. I think LeBron's got too big. I think LeBron, like he said, he came down here to learn how to win. He learned how to win. Now he's going off into greener pastures.
And if he needed to turn to one person to figure out the perfect way for him to end his career, to get him to retire off into the sunset, and somebody else who is as determined as he is to have that same ending. Is it not Pat Riley? Is it not perfect that two of the greatest to ever do it in the history of the league could, at the end of their careers, LeBron, of course, playing Pat in the front office, choose
I had an opposite.
To come together.
Of course.
And finish it off the right way at the very end of their careers. Why not?
I'm glad you clarified that.
It's a surgeon moving back in with his dad at the end of his career. Like you just, he's not going to do it. I really don't think he'll do it.
What's more likely to happen? Because I think both of you guys have submitted outlandish endings to their careers. But what would be more likely, that LeBron and Riley team up for one more championship, or LeBron runs over Pat Riley in an alley in his truck?
I go truck.
Because I would submit to you the truck thing is more likely.
Well, actually,
than Pat what Solana just laid out there.
Pat Riley running over LeBron, probably the most likely, because he'll just fall asleep at the wheel.
Wow, you call yourself a heat lifer? How dare you? How dare you? 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up next, so do not go anywhere. We'll get you caught up on all the headlines, and there are lots of them.
You are listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Sour Queen.
Hawk and Crowder.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms,
motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.